Praise the Lord. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. I hope you are doing well, everybody. And this is the last day. I want to conclude my thought about the covering. Also bring in a positive side of it, because God is merciful, and we thank you, Jesus, for all you have done. May you guide us on our path and continue to bless and give what we need. We don't understand what we really need, but you uncover your truth, and you bring us from light, to broad daylights. Lord, we want to see you as you are. We know you are good, and that we are really far away. So draw us close so we can continue to grow in relationship with you and with each other. Make us a light, we pray. May you bless your word this day. Amen. So I just want to take a little summary of the covering here. Covering sin is to hide it. It's really deception. Covering means concealing guilt instead of confessing it. We have Proverbs 28:13. It says, whoever covers his sins will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. And Job 31:33 says, I have covered my transgression as Adam did. Psalm 32, I did not cover my iniquity, and you forgave. There's a contrast here. And it really shows how far we are from God, really, in ourselves. Because God, he covers sin. And that's forgiveness. But humans, we cover sin for deception. It's two opposite things here. Recovering means hiding injustice in the human way. It's a false covering, false righteousness, a religious covering. When we cover ourselves instead of trusting God. Isaiah 64:6 says, all our righteous deeds are like polluted garments. That's the truth. Because God's glory must be covered from men. In that way, like it's written in Exodus 33:20, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. That meaning a human being cannot endure direct exposure to divine glory, the truth. We can't see God and live, as it's written somewhere else. That's why when we broke our trust with the Lord, he put up a veil that separated God's presence from the people. God's holiness must be covered, or man is destroyed. But he wants to teach us. He wants to show us himself. And when Jesus came, he showed us God in every way. But when he tried to teach man, he came with parables. Matthew 13, they asked him, why do you speak to them in parables? And Mark 4:33 says, Jesus spoke as they were able to hear it. And that means truth is veiled in story because seldom people cannot handle it plainly. So he spoke in parables so people that really has a spiritual ear, if they can catch on and be drawn to it. And as I spoke yesterday about gradual revelation, actually from the dark ages, God used several hundred years to cover truth slowly so mankind could grasp it. So he's merciful, he's patient with us, and he wants to bring us all the way. In John 16:12, it's written, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And the Bible presents covering and revealing not as opposites or in conflicts, but as stages in God's communication with us. So the issue is not truth and falsehood, but really our capacity. So the definition here, we can say covering is it's truth mediated, veiled or shielded so that fallen humans are not hardened, that they harden their hearts and get destroyed by it. And that's how we have spoken about how God covered Moses. Moses veils his face. For humans cannot endure unfiltered holiness. So covering sin is an atonement. So always God is revealing himself in a form so humans really can take it, so they can survive, really. God never reveals himself without covering, and he never covers without intent to reveal. He came covered in the prophets. It was veiled words, you can say. And when Christ came, embodied revelation. And when the new creation comes, it's full communion. So covering protects us from truth we cannot yet bear. And revealing gives us truth in the only form that we can bear it. God is merciful. So we have a positive way of covering. It's atonement, mercy, and protection, really. But we use it to denial or self-justification. So we are, it's so opposite. God covers to heal. But what humans hide, God will expose. So I'll mention some positive uses of the cover in the scripture here. It shows forgiveness and atonement. Covering means forgiven, removed from view by God. In Psalms 32 and in Psalms 85, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. In Proverbs 10, you forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sins. And in 1 Peter 4, love covers all offenses. love covers a multitude of sins. And in Romans 4:7, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Meaning not concealment from truth, but removal from judgments. So God covers sin through his great mercy. He's a refuge in Psalms 91. Covering means shelter, safety, divine care. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find a refuge. In Ruth 2:12, I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. May you find refuge under the wings of the Lord. So the covering here is an act of honor or mercy. So on the negative side, you have people covering their own sin, and the result is judgment, exposure. False covering, it's shame, condemnation. But God covers sin, and the result of that is forgiveness, mercy, blessing. And love covers offenses, restoration, and peace. And God is love. And love covers a multitude of sins. And at last, I just want to conclude everything. Because when we say we are covered by the blood, we are actually saying that Jesus' sacrifice has really covered our debt to God. So there's different ways of covering. God is really covering for us, and he wants to attract us to him. So he covers over who we really are. And we do, in a way, the same. We try to cover who we are, but really to hide from the real truth. So it really shows how far we are from God and why we need to confess, surrender, and live in humility with him. That's the only perfect relationship we can have with him, because he knows the best. And so maybe lay everything in his hands, and let him guide us on the way. And he will unveil and reveal secrets and words that can help us in the future or in the day. We're going to start today. So may the Lord bless you, and have a beautiful day. Amen.